Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by my friends at Monument Grills. If you're looking for a brand new barbecue, Labor Day coming up, check them out at monumentgrills.com. Make sure you're watching Monument Grills Week. There's a lot going on over at monumentgrills.com. Now is the time to save. Happy midweek, everybody. This is the show that, well, it's the one that we didn't fit stuff into last weekend, and we're not fitting stuff into this weekend show. And I'm going to have a lot of stuff coming out here soon. I tell you what, in full disclosure to where I'm at in my life right now, I am on my last week and a half or so probably. Better be within 2 weeks of getting my house done so I can put it up on the market and get it sold here in Lake Oswego. So I'm packing stuff up, moving stuff away so we can get into the next version of Around the House. And I can't wait. We're going to have a lot of great things coming up in the next year ahead. So stay tuned for that new TV show. Lots of great stuff happening. And we're going to be elevating the game here over at Around the House. But I tell you what, I am spending a ton of time swinging hammers, putting in windows, things like that, getting stuff done, getting things trimmed out, getting projects wrapped up. And I tell you what, there is a lot out there. One thing I wanted to talk about, we haven't talked about it in a while, and it's an interesting one, and it's about what are the things when you're working on your house that give you the most return. People go, oh, I'm going to do this so I can sell my house next year. There are some harsh realities on what those numbers are and what you get back. Really, across the U.S., there are only about three things, almost five things, that make you money right off the bat when you put it in. What's the biggest one? Guesses? Yeah, garage door replacement. If the job cost is about $4,500, your resale value is almost $9,000. So you get 194% cost recoup. So big curb appeal thing there. That's a big one. Luckily, I've got a brand new Clopay garage door that's just a couple years old. It is built stout, and it's going to look good for another 50 years in that place. The next one, entry door replacement, steel, $2,355. And these are installed prices, guys, and a resale value of $4,400. So you get about 188% return. That's huge. Now, as we all know, steel doors are great. They're good on a budget. But if you're in a coastal area or an area that gets a lot of abuse, they're not as good. So if you look at other types of doors, whether it's wood or fiberglass, you've got a bigger job cost, of course, for that project, just because the materials are more. The next one, manufactured stone veneer. Job cost $11,287. Resale value $17,291. 153%. Now, our two honorable mentions, we got our grand entrance fiberglass, $11,353 project, resale value is $11,000, so that's a 97%. And your minor kitchen remodel, kind of mid-range. This is not removing cabinets, replacing. This is what I call the fluff and buff. This is $27,492, resale value of $26,406 at a 96%. Cost recoup. Those are our national averages from the cost versus value report. Everything less than that is pretty bad. We get into the 80s. You know what the worst one on the project is? Upscale primary suite edition at $339,000, $81,000 recoup at a 24%. That's a horrible investment. Other ones that are similar that are under 40% is the upscale major kitchen remodel, primary suite edition mid-range, bathroom edition mid-range, all those super high-end ones, little return on value. Now, these are averages and averages. Here's the thing. This is what it doesn't take into account. And this is what I say when it comes to selling your home. And I'm going to prove my point in my house. When you put that house up for sale, let's say that it's going to be a $500,000 house. Some of you are laughing because you're living in areas. You go, I can't buy a one-bedroom apartment room space. I can't buy 350 square feet for that. Well, other people out there in the audience go, man, that's a mansion. I can have a four-car garage with that. Just depending on where you're located. Now, here's the thing. If your house and your price point, if you say, hey, I'm going to sell it at this, what's your competition have? If you're buying, people are out there buying at $500,000 and they're going to buy brand new homes with brand new kitchens and you want to sell yours and you want it to be contenders for that, you might need to elevate your house game a little bit. But if you've got a 10-year-old kitchen that looks decent, and you've got that going on, maybe that's not as important. So think about that a little bit. Who's your competition? Easy way to find out is take a look. And here's the thing, guys. Zillow evaluation or an algorithm. It is not an appraisal. My house, the beach house, houses that have had work done to them and hasn't been on the market since, do not show up with correct figures on Zillow. They look around the neighborhood and go, oh, yeah, it's probably close to this. It's not close. They have not been able to do the algorithm. And in my area, whether you pulled permits or not, it doesn't matter. Our beach house pulled permits on every little thing on that thing because we knew that we were under the biggest microscope known to mankind. Flying colors past those things every time, which was awesome. Did it change the valuation on Zillow? Nope, not at all. Sometimes the tax appraiser will take a look at it. Well, the tax man will take a look at it, change it. And they might make a comment and Zillow might pick it up. But that's really not how this works. So be very careful with that Zillow evaluation. You almost want to do what the realtors do and get comps and take a look and see what size your square footage is, where in the city or county or out in the woods you are or out in the prairie, doesn't matter. So you got to take a look at what you're up against. What's your competition look like? That's how you're going to know what project to do to sell your house. And I tell you what, right now, I love my DIY projects. I love getting stuff done. At the same point, I can't wait to get this house up for sale and take a little bit of a chill on knocking out so many of my own projects. I want to knock stuff out for you guys, have some great projects, but I am tired of being under the gun. I have hit that burnout stage of a project where you just got to get out there and grind at it. Are you guys working on a project like that? Are you putting your house up for sale? Make sure and send a message. You can find it on the podcast player or just head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and you can message me over there. I'm curious to see what you guys are doing out there on your projects. And yeah, my divorce has been final for a while. I got to get this house up for sale and so I can get that chapter closed. And yeah, we haven't talked much about it on the radio. I try not to get too deep in the personal stuff here. But unfortunately, that house is going up for sale. And I tell you what, right now, I can't wait to get on the market. I've done so many nice things to it. I'm going to have to redo that one of these days on the next project. But I tell you what, it's probably not going to be one of those projects where we take it down to the studs and do it that way, unless I find something that I'm just absolutely in love with and I can work with it that way. All right, guys, we got a lot coming up on the show this weekend. I'm going to be taking some time off here this week. The rest of the week, I am pushing on my house. So what I have coming up this weekend are some shows that you probably haven't heard. These are ones that are from the way back catalog, and I remixed them. I fixed audio. There was a couple of them here that we had that the interview wasn't the highest quality, but with my editing software, I went back and remastered them. So they're much more easier to listen to, re-edited them up, so you get right down to the brass tacks on what's going on, and they're going to be great episodes coming up this weekend. And then when we come back the following week, We'll be working through here for a while. I'm just getting everything knocked out, but needed to give myself a little bit of a break so I can get these projects done. You know what it's like, guys. I'm just cranking through trying to get stuff done like you are out there and get those final things done on the project. And if you've been watching the Around the House Northwest show, I'm going to be doing some social media here as well, showing some projects that I'm getting wrapped up that are almost done. And I can't wait to show it to you because either these are things we didn't finish on the show because of us stopping the show. And I can't wait to get these wraps shown so you can see what they look like when they're done. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you need to get a hold of me, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. You can find out more there. And then on YouTube, I see so many of you, including this podcast here, that are watching the YouTube channels, that are listening on here, but are not subscribed to the show. So make sure you hit that subscribe button so I can make sure and show you all the new stuff coming up, because we've got some exciting stuff coming up that we're going to have a lot of fun with. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. Have a great rest of the week. Stay safe out there. We'll see you soon.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
It's a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.